when this is down like that, it's like you have this expression, duck down, you know, feathers of the birds.
Oh, okay.
Duck down, coats you get this.
Oh, yeah, so it means the fine, probably means the fine.
Just thinking about that.
Yeah, probably means like that. All the hairs on the body, you know, standing up in anger or something.
I know she didn't read this cancer. I mean, I left it in because it's like that in the book.
It's okay.
That's one of Krishna's names. Because they've left it in because they're describing Krishna, the servant of the
cowherd. A cowherd of Bhoja. No.
No, this is the son of cowherd.
Because Bhoja means the Bhoja dynasty.
Oh, right,
so that means that, you know. What you can do is put the kingdom of Kamsa there. You know what I'm saying? So in other words, what he's trying to say is you are living peacefully as a cowherd boy because he's the king, and then you go and kill him. So that's because he's giving you protection. So that means he's sinful. But you could change that to kingdom of God.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Can you get more of the things? Because we finished whatever you gave today. Okay.
I just wanted to introduce you to Jagannath. I think you see eye to eye on a lot of things. Great fervor for Mahabharata. That's why I brought it this morning. Both of us are working.
Values education. Yeah, we go to different schools and we give seminars about discipline, punctuality, and things like that.
Okay, very good.
Indians are so enamored that so we decided to take advantage.
Yeah, yeah.
try to counteract a little bit of Hollywood values.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another one comes down in the Bollywood values.
Oh, yeah, that's even worse.
Yeah, drops down.
Yeah, and anyway, I was wondering if I could take it around just to see if there's another
one. No. Just be careful if you head that way, you know, into the ashram.
Okay.
And there's no one around. I think they'll should be all in the kitchen. Just you know.
Okay. I'll just briefly
I studied Mahabharata. I did actually have one question. if you've encountered anywhere in your reading, what it signifies if you're born with pierced ears? Because I was born with pierced ears.
I guess it means at a very early age you can wear earrings.
Actually, only my parents looked 2 years ago.
They started to fill in some of
I would think that it's probably just if there are the peers, it just means that you probably were always habituated to wearing them in a previous life and very much attached to them. So not enough to be born with the earrings, like Karna, but enough to have at least the holes.
Some attachments from the way.
Today wasn't so much talking because he's saying the same kind of things over and over.
The Ganguly translation?
We're using Ganguly as the most complete.
Yeah.
It seems like his translation retains a lot of the Sanskrit grammar, even, or as much as possible. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think then there was more of appreciation because the British English can handle unlimited commas, and one sentence can be a paragraph. It's only American that, you know, it's like one paragraph can be a three-word sentence, you know, and they don't like so many commas. Why? I'm not sure. I think it's because it's the point is to communicate, you know.
Yeah, and there's also a kind of one of these algorithms. sort of went into the teaching tradition English to the lower classes.
But the point is English is already a language that the lower classes. I mean, saying it means we're not talking about the Queen's English here.
Okay.
Queen's English is something else, but I'm saying the East Enders also, they speak English.
Yeah.
Did that come off right?
Well, I was just thinking that American English is...
Oh, you mean it's meaning that it's... You mean by being it to the Kalamassi, you mean to America?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it is harder to read, and you have to be able to connect together that in the middle of a sentence that you're putting in so much ornamentation on something else. Somebody dropped that. Okay, no, yeah, okay, I get what you mean. Because it's in here is that you start off something said, so Bhishma said unto Krishna, and he said, you know, that chastiser of foes, the slayer of this, the one of that, there's so many things, whose eyes are like lotus petals and everything, you know, let's go. You know,
right,
so
and let's go is all the way.
Yeah, so that kind of thing, I think that...
I love that kind of stuff.
You know, yeah, but I'm saying that's nice. It's little, but it's true. It's the common person in America who won't appreciate that. Like that, won't appreciate that. Maybe New Yorkers might a little bit. You know, to some degree. There's something funny about them that they can be really rough and then culture themselves, but at the same time they can appreciate cultural things as long as it's not something to do with them.